right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm here with Brandon Novak, James Cox, and Captain Mauser.
The Mauser was the man back in the day.
And James did Wonderland with Val Kilmer and Highway with Jake Gyllenhaal and Jared Leto. Whatever his fucking name is.
And now he's doing Dream Cellar.
And now we're doing Dream Cellar if I can make it to that point.
What do you mean? We leave tomorrow, dipshit.
Yeah, what do you mean?
No,
if can
we're
make
going
it?
To scope out locations.
I know. So what are you talking about?
I'm talking about I'm fucking mad, dude.
Well, so am I.
What are you mad at today?
I'm kicking Missy out of the house.
Ah, that's not a good idea, dude. You're married. You love her.
He's right, you know. Why are you kicking her out?
Because she brings my morale down, and Novak brings my morale up because he's a fucking gypsy.
And then my girlfriend fucking showed up here today, and she says... Everyone says, I need to take you home. Well, tell me one name of who said, take me home. And no one will tell me. What the fuck?
Was it you, Mouse?
Hannah.
Was not.
Could be Hannah. Could have been Hannah.
Who was it? No one will say. No one will fucking speak up. They're pussies.
Would you calm the fuck down for a second? We're talking about something.
Damn. That's a good point.
So, Bam, your morale is brought down by yourself. You know that, too. So wherever you choose to place your blame, you're choosing anything. You can blame it on what you want. Missy's probably the wrong She's the wrong one to blame.
No, Missy's different than me. And opposites do attract, but I'm not into it at this point.
Well, that's a scary thing to say live on the radio.
You're right.
I don't give
a
shit
about that.
I don't fucking care.
I know you don't fucking care.
We're like walking on ice here because I really don't know what to say.
There is
no
ice. Well, it's fucking truth.
Because I think you're full of shit because I just went to Finland with you and you definitely said how many zillions of times how much you love Missy.
You could not wait to get home to see her.
You couldn't wait to see her.
You cussed the driver out because you couldn't get home to see her. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You said, who the fuck hired you? Why are we stuck in New York? I need to get home to my wife.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. Because he went to fucking New York City when we never needed to go there. He could have got on the fucking bridge, but instead he missed it like an idiot.
It bothered you that you weren't home quick enough
now,
to see Missy.
Now I wake up in the back of the van. I'm like, why the fuck are we in New York City? What are we doing here? Why? And then now we're stuck in 6 o'clock traffic getting in the Holland fucking tunnel. Do you know how long that takes? It's like 2 hours of fucking nonsense.
I know. But that isn't the reason you're avoiding it. I'm just saying. You said you loved Missy 1,000,000,000 times, and I don't believe you now, and that's what I'm saying.
Well, it's good that he feels this way right now. It may change for 24, 48 hours. Everything's in a period of flux, so right now maybe, you know...
Carpe
like
diem.
Things right now may feel like it's time for,
right.
for a small change, but maybe by tomorrow things
it
will
might change.
Out, so,
like, who's a psychic in life?
I'm going through the same
like
thing.
Anything in life. You have your ups, you have your downs, the flow, and so maybe another subject, right?
Lots of
subjects. I want to talk about
tons of shit. No, we have tons of shit to talk about.
No.
Stop helping.
You want to talk about why you're so mad about something? Why are you mad?
Missy?
No, back.
No.
Because it's so simple.
Are you?
Because I had fucking 500 people at my house yesterday, and she can't take it, and she has like a panic attack, and then she goes smokes weed in the fucking car, and I don't like weed because it makes you do nothing.
It makes you do nothing. Some people enjoy weed.
Yeah, and they do nothing.
Some people fucking do nothing when they're drunk on beer and shit and wine. Some people like it, some people don't.
But what are we doing right now?
I'll do whatever you want, motherfucker.
You don't have to do nothing for me.
We're working right now.
Anything you want, I'll do it.
I want you.
It's so easy.
I want you to play a good rock song, then.
Name it.
Street Poetry. So simple.
Tell me a story about this song.
Okay, Andy McCoy played this in my hotel room. Write to me, and I had to pay him $100 because I'm no,
he's no fucking jukebox.
That's what he said.
And
I am no jukebox, boy. Don't teach your
daddy. Yeah, that's a good impersonation. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some clips of him from the trip.
Yeah. So this is Street Poetry by Hanoi Rocks.
What track is it, Bam Bam?
It's track two.
Sick. We heard this 1,000 times.
This is right here, 1,001.
This is probably right now the best song in the world. And they know what they're doing big time.
Now fucking play it.
All right, Radio Bam, Series 20
Effects. Function.
Might mean nothing much to you, but it's everything to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. Yeah. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much.
Baby.
Nice. Good.
Now back to Radio Bam.
Wow. All right.
Now, whoever doesn't like that can fucking suck my dick.
If you don't like that, you're a fucking moron.
You have no idea of what real music is.
Honestly. They have no clue.
They're lost in the sauce.
Well, you shoved a dead reindeer dick up your ass.
Jesus Christ, he did.
Goddamn reindeer cock.
Let me talk.
Good.
You were on the front page of the Finland Helsinki newspaper.
Really?
Yeah, you were, yeah. For shoving... No, not for that. For sucking...
Blowing statues.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there's a bridge and there's four statues. There's two on one side, and there's two on the other. Novak, I pulled his pants down, and I made him suck all the dicks on the bridge.
Dude.
And this fucking photographer took pictures of it all.
They really weren't going to let us back into Maryland because of that. You know they were going to try to hold us behind.
Maryland, that's you.
Or Philip, where are we flying to? New York? We flew into New York. They weren't going
to
let us in.
We went to JFK.
Yeah.
And that's another problem.
John F. Kennedy, fucking faggot.
John F. Kennedy was not a fucking faggot.
I don't even know who he is, but I just know the name.
Yeah, well, you know, what are you thinking? Check it out,
Novak. Made sense to say.
You were fucking and sucking all types of shit over there.
Method to the madness.
Licking asses, as many as you could find. Dogs licking your asses.
That was actually hot. I enjoyed that.
You did enjoy that.
Truth be told, all jokes aside, 100% dead fucking serious. Everyone listen. We rode on the dog sleds, and we got pulled by half wolves, half dogs. And there were all these puppies in the cage. They had like 50 million cages with like 40 puppies here.
Right around 50 million, yeah.
Yeah, so whatever. So I pulled my pants down, bare fucking naked, and I put my ass up to the gate.
And these dogs are licking his ass.
And I let it go on for 5 minutes.
And he rips apart. And they still keep licking his ass.
Yeah, once you farted, they wanted more.
Yeah,
and you wanted more as well.
I wanted more too, because it was like a fucking freezing Arctic Circle day, and I'm just picturing like some hot ass bitch licking my ass. So
three random wolves.
Well, but in my mind, it was three random brunettes.
Yeah, that's the life.
Yeah,
those is what he wants.
I thought you liked blondes.
Those dogs fixed your hemorrhoids. Probably are feeling pretty good.
Hey, by the way,
what do you think about the girl who was doing Smith grinds? The deep end
that
of the
bitch
pool.
Should die fucking face first and knock all her
what,
teeth
escape,
out.
What, escape,
Betty? Why?
Because, dude, they fucking shred the gnar, her boyfriend has to carry her pads back to the car, and then ice her knee up, she doesn't fucking wash her pussy for years, she's got dirty-ass fingernails, who the fuck would want that?
And she owes you fucking $100.
Yeah, I bet I caught her to a T. We had this bitch here the other night, and I'm like, okay, bitch. You're a skater, you're a fucking dirtbag, I would never fuck you with my father's dick, who I hope dies. I bet you have fucking granny panty cotton pants on. And did she or did she not, Bam?
She did. You, Novak called it so out.
What
so
else
bad.
Did you call?
He goes, I bet you have granny panties on, I bet they're cotton, and I bet they're black. And then she lifted up her pants, and it was true.
Harry. And then I went on the next subject. I said, okay, that's $100 bet. The bitch wouldn't pay. I'm like, well, give me 50, I'll call it even, whore. And then and then she said, I said, I bet you haven't fucking even shaved your pussy for years.
She
and
would
I
not
saw,
even.
I saw her go in the corner and she stuck her fucking hand down her pants and she would not show it to me.
You know
then,
damn well that she did not primp herself.
Who
up.
The fuck would eat that pussy out?
Well, you would rather suck Osama bin Laden's dick.
Do you know how much I would come up on that? I would be that's a win-win situation anyway. You look at it.
You do.
How? Because he's the most wanted man in America, so I would catch him. Then I would get all the money for catching him. Then I would suck his cock, and I'd be all over the press.
It would
I'd
be $100,000.
It'd be
this.
Way more than that. Well,
no, if you gave him $100,000, I bet he'd let you suck his
how
dick.
How do we find him? No one can find him.
He's findable.
Get the fuck. Everyone's been looking at him. No one knows where he is.
No one
even knows if he's dead or alive.
He's in the northern China Mountains.
How do you know?
Because I read.
What?
I'll tell you what I read.
Let me hear.
Vice magazine.
Oh, that's bullocks, man.
It's how. It's true.
I'm not buying it. Well, if it is, then fucking fly me a plane ticket. Buy me a plane ticket.
Hey, it's right near Kashmir.
I like Kashmir jackets.
Kashmir's a good Led Zeppelin song as well.
I don't know where Kashmir is, but I like Kashmir jackets.
Novak was rocking a $1,000 jacket. We bought him because you had dead reindeer dick all over your...
Oh, man. Tell me about the eyeballs incident.
Oh, Novak swallowed this.
The Dudesons
reindeer
came in.
Yeah. Dudesons come in with a present.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's beer and shit.
Yeah, and the present is eyeballs of reindeer.
And reindeer dicks.
And I started throwing them around, and then this idiot, Novak, eats it.
I was all stoked. I'm like, yeah, party. Swallow the whole thing. It was the only one that wasn't cooked. It was the actual raw reindeer eye.
Yeah.
With the back on it and everything. You
then I told him to eat Pringles because it might help. Then he goes, I feel like I'm feeding the eyeball.
So
and then he shits it out in the middle of a town called Tampere in Finland.
In the
middle of the road.
Tourists are walking by.
In the
road?
Like,
in the middle of the street.
In the middle of everybody. Yeah. I mean, and there's people walking here and there. It's like a nice, like, walk area. So I fucking drop my pants. I fucking shit out the eyeball in
hole. And I could see the eyeball.
That's all that came out.
Like, yeah,
that's all that came out.
There was no poop on it. It was just
like
an eyeball.
Pickled and formaldehyde, just the eyeball that went through Novak, out his ass, solid. That was a fucking souvenir.
I had to reevaluate my life after that.
Yeah, Jesse Mahira.
Yeah, Mahira.
Yeah, grab a mic.
Put a mic on,
Jess. Put a mic on.
And get him a chair.
Jesse was there. Are you mad about me on the car ride home?
What is Jive Turkey?
Hey, talk about the car ride home, the van. He's Gorilla Logic.
Oh, man.
His Gorilla Logic.
I know, like, we're passing my house to get to Bam's, and I was like, just drop me off. And he's like, no, drop me off first. It's like, what?
No, because you're an idiot. Because you took Route 3, and I go, hey, Jess, see this red,
well,
see
dude,
this green light?
Can we just talk about the kid who was driving us, who drove us into the fucking city?
No shit, but then you took us to fucking Route 3 for no reason.
What the hell does that have to do with it?
Because,
like,
you wanted to get home first.
I maybe delayed you 10 minutes getting home. He delayed us an hour and a half in the city. Like, you should have took the Verrazano Bridge home, and he just drove into...
No, the driver mucked that up, but then you told him to take Route 3, which was completely pointless because you wanted to get home first.
The best quote I heard the whole trip was, God damn, you have a gorilla logic for a brain. Like, you just think like a gorilla, your brother thinks. Like, you just fucking wake up and you're just like,
but
Jesse, like,
ah! Yeah, but he has two kids.
Well, dude, any way you look at it, my house comes first on the way home from New York.
Says who?
Yeah. If you're coming from Baltimore, then yes, your house
says
comes first.
Every tour we get back, you get home first. Every fucking time the tour bus drops you off.
Yeah, and it also drops all the shit off of my house, which sucks dick.
Oh, that must really suck. You get paid tons of money to have to pick up your shit.
I got fucking amps and stupid fucking boxes everywhere.
Yeah, amps
in my house.
Suck.
Yeah, and you make all your money and buy houses with that shit.
You don't need amps. Hey, Jess, you mad at me about what I said about Kelly?
No.
Why?
Because
you're not mad.
Brought a new CD here.
No.
Well, he brought a new CD.
Jess,
what do you got to play for us?
Ain't mad about anything.
I got Reverend Jim playing everything. It's fucking awesome.
What is it?
Well, let's fucking hear it. This is a debut.
What is this?
It's a Canned Heat song called Time Was. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you play on it?
No, Reverend Jim played drums.
All Jim. He did everything?
He did everything.
Has anyone heard this yet?
No. I never heard it, so maybe it's awesome.
So
he recorded it at Dave Grohl's studio, like, last week.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's sick.
So, everyone, you're about to hear something that no one's heard, actually, except for the people that made it.
It's Time Was by Reverend Jim, a Canned Heat
Reverend cover. Jim from Fireball Ministry.
Oh, Sirius 28 Function,
fuck
Radio
yeah,
Bam.
I do.
It's Faction, dude.
I like Function better.
Yeah, let's listen to it.
piss off, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Captain Mauser's in the house. James Cox.
Jesse
well.
Mario just I'm showed up.
Yeah. Where's Fanta, baby? He came in with
track.
Fanta, baby.
Oh, the Moxie's here, by the way.
Moxie's here. You guys killed it, by the way, the other night. That was good.
That's a good compliment coming from a musician who other musicians are jealous.
Do you mean what you say?
Yeah. Dude, every musician... Every musician is jealous about another band coming up.
He should be even more jealous because his guitar player produced their, his producer produced their shit.
I know, dude. Ooh. That's some good ass shit, dude.
See this motherfucker IG right here.
Studio C.
Because I told you to do it.
And then I listened to it,
and it was a perfect hit song.
That's why I just might play it.
We're going to do it.
People think we don't have a method to the madness, but there is. We're just a bunch of idiots. We know what the fuck is going on. We're two steps ahead of the game at all times.
Yeah, big time.
Mark my words.
Nah, we're dumb PA hicks.
Yeah. Well, I know that side too. That's a street savvy. You know, to bait them in.
Yo, who brought this?
I brought it for
you. Your brother did, dipshit.
Poof,
cool.
Poof called and said you needed a copy for something.
I needed the show.
We went to show a friend me pissing on Gigi's grave.
Okay.
You know what? We'll watch that.
Yeah, I would
right
like to
after
see that.
This radio show.
Okay.
But, where is Gigi's grave?
Gigi's grave is in Littleton, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And you pissed on it.
Yeah, out of respect.
Out of respect.
There's a lot of respect in that piss.
Do you know much about him, James?
Well, I know Hated, and we know Todd and what's his name, Alex Crawford, back from the day. So
his documentary was so weird, man. Yeah. I watched it on the tour bus when we were in Finland, and he came from New Hampshire. He was like a nice kid at first. Then he started dressing like a girl going to school, and then all of a sudden, I'm affected with AIDS. Everything.
Not really all of a sudden. I kill everything I fuck.
Yeah. Who else? Was he the only act that played that the last concert right before he died? That was like Avenue C in Houston at the old gas station.
Yeah.
Was there a couple acts?
Well,
that
nobody
night?
Got to play if did there it, was any other acts.
Yeah.
They never got out there.
Gigi got one song out, if that.
And then the sound guy got scared and turned the PA off and pulled.
Well, it was like a riot.
Dude, they cut him off before he even gets his first song in.
And that's really what killed him.
Street savvy.
He was so ready for the show that day. He was just fucking had all his fucking energy, had everything up. He did all the right drugs, and everything was going to be fucking
great. There's no right drugs.
Well, I'm telling you, for Gigi, he had the right mix that day. I know he felt it. And that was he fucking took the show out to the streets, a riot all around the streets, people following Gigi, a fucking messiah, rock and roll.
But what do you think
there.
His mother felt
about
that? And
then he went home, he was feeling
was
so
that
fucking great that he
did
shot
he care?
And died.
Was that the night that he was supposed, that show was the one he was going to do it at? Or was
it was
it
like
a couple,
act, it was
a couple weeks before,
Halloween
right?
Or something.
The Halloween one, and he didn't do it. And they're like, A couple weeks later.
And then he beat a girl up for saying...
Remember when the girl said, well, why don't you just kill yourself now? What did he say?
He said, come up here.
No, let Chad say it.
Say it.
He just said, I want to kill myself now.
Sooner?
Kill yourself sooner? Yeah. And he pulled her up.
Well, you're going to have to wait.
He pulled her up. You're going to have to wait.
He's like, come up here to the fucking mic and tell me my face.
Because it'll please you too much.
And as soon as the broad walks up the mic, he fucking grabs her by the hair and tosses her across
the
fucking stage.
That's the part that bothered you.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Because my father beat my mother my whole life, and I don't like that shit.
Because when you see like a dude who's fucked up and like using junk and died from drugs, you're interested in him. So you got to like weigh your... fucking levels on these guys, and that
I gotta
threw
pick
you
and,
off.
I got to pick and choose.
You
would have
loved another heroin idol.
Big time.
Yeah, pick and choose my battles.
Yeah. Who's the best? Who's the best heroin idol?
Andy McCoy.
Right here.
Okay.
Right there.
And right there.
He has a method to the madness.
We hung out with him. He's
Andy
really
McCoy
cool.
knows everything.
And Andy McCoy is a currently functioning.
Yeah.
Using. It hasn't ended.
Well, I think he's on methadone. And
he is.
But
he doesn't lie at all. Like, I get in the car, and he's like, hey, good to see you. And he makes me take a taxi to him to get out of his hotel because he's not fond of it, to go to another one.
And then as soon as we get there, he jumps out of the cab. Bam's got this. He's a true gypsy. That guy knows how to fucking work the game.
He's a fucking pirate gypsy.
And then we have him in the hotel room.
And it makes me mad that, like, Johnny Depp says that, hey, I watched Keith Richards, and that's why I'm Pirates of the Caribbean. You should have watched Aidan McCoy, you fucking idiot.
Because he's a real gypsy.
Yeah, but that was a good movie, though.
It was a good movie.
He played a great part, Johnny Depp did in that.
Oh, he's always great.
The part was so good, they made two more movies.
Yeah. Man, how much press were I getting?
By the end, they didn't
know
what the hell they were doing.
And he also got...
Jack Sparrow, keep doing shit.
At that point, they just keep going and going and going.
They're like, I don't know. The second one, they had the bad guy with a fish.
Yeah, I got lost.
Just like Viva La Bam.
I didn't understand why all the bad guys were fishes.
I got lost.
You know.
You are lost in the sauce.
I'm lost.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
But I'm coming back up to ground.
Yeah. Big time, because I played you a bunch of hymn songs.
Well, we had a lot of meaningful moments.
I had a lot of fun hanging out with you guys in Finland. Dude,
tell them about
Jess. We had the best time.
What was your
Jess.
Favorite time in Finland?
Best time ever.
Jess. I like sleeping out in the fucking wilderness in 2 feet of snow, and then the Dudesons woke us up with a snowblower.
What about when I licked your asshole?
Oh, that was disgusting. You came close.
I had your pubic hair stuck in my gum from licking your asshole.
You licked my inner cheek.
And your fucking big asshole had so much hair everywhere, it was stuck in my gum.
I felt so bad for you because we took like an 8-hour flight, and then we walked around Helsinki for like another 4 hours. And then, so my ass was probably no pick.
And then when I flew in, I didn't get a shower for like 3 days. And I was like, I feel like I need a shower. I need a hygiene day. I'm like, Novak, lick my asshole. And then, he full-blown does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I was just completely annihilated.
It was kind of gay, right? Like, not really, because you guys aren't gay, but...
I'm not
eating
gay,
eyeballs,
but... He's just whatever.
Cocks.
Like, if the price is right, he'll suck.
If the price is right, I'll do it.
All right, Shaquille O'Neal, would you suck his dick?
How much?
$500.
Of course. Because $500 equals press, which equals more money in the long run.
Would you suck street savvy. Rosie O'Donnell's dick?
I'd suck anybody who's a celebrity. I'd suck her fat, minging asshole.
How about Hillary Clinton's dick?
Fuck yes, she was a president's wife. Who the fuck wouldn't?
Hey, I've actual audio of me giving Novak a tattoo in Finland.
In a coat check room.
In Rovaniemi, Finland, and Chad has it. It's 61, man.
It's 70.
It's the worst tattoo.
How do you know?
It's the worst tattoo, yet the best tattoo I have.
Yeah, you're right.
Baltimore.
He's never touched a tattoo gun in his life, and we were so shit-faced in the bar, I let him just pick up a random needle gun, and he tattooed
random
me.
Random ones. There's just some fucking CKY fan there.
Yeah, he was into you.
Fucking awful breath.
By the way, I'm open up a fucking bar in Westchester, and I don't care what you say, CKY is opening up the place, and if you hate Darren, I don't fucking care, you're playing the show, because it's fucking rad.
And he'll make the price right.
Well, the price. I mean, honestly, for that kind of thing, you know, I'm sure we need to get some money for that.
Chat.
Money is always involved. That's what everybody who says, well, money doesn't mean anything. Yeah, right. Bullshit. That money makes shit happen.
I mean, for that to be the first gig of CKY.
What do you want for it?
You know
what?
No, fuck it. Shut up.
All right.
I'll tell the truth. No, don't call Bill Butler.
Okay. Because I will sue you.
Shut up.
All right.
I'll tell the truth.
Yeah.
Everything that I have is fully paid for. I have 2 Lamborghinis. I have a Mercedes. I have a Range Rover.
I'm jealous. You don't have to go on.
I'm going on. And then I have $4 million in the bank, and people will probably want to sue me if I punch them in the face or spit on them, but I don't care. But you could always spit on somebody, and they can't. You could never sue somebody for spit.
Well, you're not going to do that, but either way, I'm not paying it off, and we need to get paid for that gig, though.
So,
you'll get paid big time.
There you go, Gypsy.
And you, hey, Chad.
Chad McCoy over here.
Yeah, Chad McCoy.
Chad. What? It holds 500 people.
Oh, it's a great place. I'd love to play it. But
and it'll be $100 tickets, and whoever doesn't get in is going to be so fucking mad and jealous.
We'll do 3 nights.
It could be an incredible time.
Are you going to do it, yes or no, right now?
I can't speak to the rest of the band. Jess is right next to you.
James, what do you think?
I think he's in, and the question is, when is this night? What's opening night?
I'd say in a month. Something like that.
I mean, even if we're not in,
it's getting there.
The pressure's building.
It takes forever to do.
Almost like you're fucking abroad so hard, and you're just getting ready to come, and you feel it coming. That's where we're at.
Do you remember what you did last night?
Yeah, that was you on the computer last night.
Novak was on the internet last night, and there was like all these girls signing on. On what? Hey, what's it called?
We're on it right now.
So we're still on it.
But I did not cheat on my fiance.
Stick'em.com.
I did not cheat, though.
Yeah, but you jacked off to some girl fingering
because
herself.
Because she wasn't here. I was sleeping in the corner. He wakes me up. He's like, you got to look at this. So he gets up, and I'm sitting in a room with him and him. I run out of spit to jerk off to some broad. What?
Spitting. A cop. All
right, let's talk this. Yeah. Let's talk.
Hey, yo, no, hey, yo, that's not how you go into it, dumbass. That's why you go to jail. Fuck for
no. He's nice.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Damn, it's not only the drugs, it's the stupidity. Cut it out. Let's talk to him. Hey, what's going on?
What up, bro?
What's going on, man?
Yo, how you doing? You're arrested.
Yeah, bro.
Step out of the radio show. If Novak was in Georgia, would you arrest him?
I've been arrested.
Hell no, man. I'm not that kind of a dick.
Drop, squat, and call.
What kind of a dick are you?
cool. Good one. Now, I was just going to make a comment, bro. Spitting around, that's simple assault, man. That gets sued a piss out of it.
Wait. Can you get sued over it?
So, wait. Hold on. Let
me call. Man. That's simple assault.
If I spit on somebody, what charges do I get?
Simple assault, man.
Same as
and
like,
how
same
much
as
does that cost?
And is that a felony or is that a misdemeanor?
That's a misdemeanor, I'd imagine.
Depends how many times you do it.
Misdemeanor up to 12 months of jail or probation.
And so it's a misdemeanor, right? Or a misdemeanor or a felony?
Misdemeanor.
Now they can fire up a civil case if you can get convicted of the
misdemeanor.
Yeah,
they can always do that.
They can come up with a civil case and take some money.
Yeah.
So what if he spits near someone and doesn't actually hit him with the spit?
It doesn't matter, bro. As long as it's in a provoking manner, that's how we decide who's the primary aggressor.
What if you pissed on him? Is that equal to spitting?
I'd just probably laugh if you pissed on him.
So let's just change it over. But wait, what if I spit on his jeans?
It's still the same, man. It's on his person.
Just piss
but
on
what
him.
If his jeans are in the
cool.
suitcase at the time?
You could always get away with that.
Can you puke on people? I puked on the whole front row of the Avenged Sevenfold crowd when we had the tour with them.
If it's not considered an aggressive act, you know.
I meant it to be aggressive, very aggressive.
So you could have wanted to.
So if you spit at someone and it wasn't menacing or aggressive, it was just kind of passive and
talking. Like if you're talking to somebody and you're spitting and things like that. But if you walk up to somebody and you spit in their face, that's simple assault, man. I mean,
now, if you spit at someone and then turn away from them real quick, does it get away with it that way?
Well, Jimmy Pop was spitting on Novak's asshole in the Christmas DVD. Is that illegal?
I don't even want to go there with that.
Okay. you'll see it
that's
soon.
What they both wanted to do.
Jimmy Pop went there.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet if you spit at someone over your shoulder and then was able to
like
turn
behind
around,
the wind?
Yeah, like into the wind, sideways, and it caught the wind and hit someone, you could probably get away
Officer,
with that.
Officer, is it illegal to have three young wolves from the Arctic Circle lick your hemorrhoids clean?
Oh, that's a good question. It depends on, I guess,
what
the area
you
live at.
Well,
it's out of his jurisdiction.
Well, Novak comes in from Baltimore and he's on heroin, and then he goes to the Arctic Circle, and then he lets his dogs lick his ass, and then he's like, "Oh yeah, fuck yeah."
Okay, how about
now, wait, sir, officer, in your jurisdiction, if Novak gets his ass,
that's bestiality in my jurisdiction. But
right.
I mean, who's gonna go to court with that? I'm not gonna go and testify that he lets some three wolves lick his ass.
What about on a moving train, he gets force-fucked by a dead reindeer cock?
Right up my asshole.
And that really happened.
It's actually a petrified dead reindeer's cock.
Yeah, but I mean, you're willing, so I mean, it wasn't against your will.
And I'm not suing my friends for
nothing. So it's rape, right?
No, actually, didn't he pay you to do that?
Jesse, where you're at.
What happens if he pays you to do that?
So we can get you for prostitution and bestiality, I guess, huh?
Yeah. What if he deep-throated it, too, and shit out the eyeball later?
Novak, reindeer.
We'll do him for pimping. We'll do that for him as well.
All right.
Now, if he drops the eyeball and shits it on the ground, and then the dogs come and eat the eyeball, that's nothing. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Well, he did it in public.
Yeah.
So that's a
shitting
ticket.
Eyeballs.
So is that a lawsuit, Copper?
Not a lawsuit. I mean, it depends on if somebody saw you do it. Like, if you did it in front of a child, they could see you big time for that, because then that's...
Oh, yeah.
I'm always a child.
I'm a child at heart.
I feel like 14.
Hey, just to let you guys know, if you guys have ever lived together, like roommates, and you hit each other, it's considered family violence.
Oh, we can sue Darren.
Wait, hold on. Wait, tell me all about family violence.
Like, a lot of people think it's just brother and sister. It doesn't work that way. If you've lived together at any time, like roommates in college, and you get in a fight in a bar, and I press charges against, and he presses charges against you, it's considered family violence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot.
Where do you work?
Penalty.
For?
What's that?
Yeah, where, you're Georgia. Where in Georgia?
Yeah, I'm down here in South Georgia.
Probably a lot of brother sister.
I bet you've seen some crazy ass shit. Tell me the best story you've ever seen in your life.
Oh man, I mean.
Yeah.
Tell me
right
the
now,
best one.
Number
right
one,
now.
The one you'll never forget and you think about before you go to sleep every night.
Well, it wasn't nothing like.
Did you ever shoot anybody?
Bugged or something? With a taser? Yeah.
Have you ever shot anybody with a gun?
A taser.
Oh, of course not. I try to do that last resort, man. I love tasing people. That's the fun part.
This cop loves to just tase people.
I love tasing.
Well, I've been tased. I've been shot.
I think I might
taser,
have a lawsuit
so,
right
I mean,
now.
You got tased?
No.
Yeah, of course.
I just had
I've
a
been tased, pepper sprayed. I mean, we have to do all that stuff before we can use it.
But you just, I love tasing people.
But you just admitted that you love to tase people, so I could sue you over that.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather me
that's a threat.
Shoot you or tase you? I mean, come
Whoa.
On.
What did he say?
Do
you want me to
shoot me
you
and miss?
Or tase you?
I'd get tased.
Because it's over. It's over.
You don't
man.
Care about anything.
No, as long as there's a camera or press around, bring it on.
You ever tase anybody, like... When you're out of uniform, like just fucking around, like a little, like tasing some
little converted cakes
that
part of night.
That'd be unethical.
It would be?
Fuck
of
ethics.
Course.
What
party.
If it was one of them, like, crazy gay clubs?
And you're on E and you're dancing
yeah.
with glow sticks and shit.
You got glow sticks, bow, tasers. Bow, you're like,
dude, I would like to go to a rave with one. A taser gun. That'd be fun.
You get some faggoty attention over there.
Yeah.
Carl.
Take
let
some
me
ecstasy
get
and go tase people.
You can buy them, man. I mean, they're not expensive. They're about $400.
Well, can you get
and
them for
James
us, Cap?
James needs one, too, but Captain Mauser can't drink right now.
So, hey, can you send us some ecstasy, Cop? Will you send it to us?
Oh, faggoty attention. Is that still popular, ecstasy?
I don't know.
Actually, I can
forever.
Send you a video clip of me getting tased. I got that on my phone.
You can?
Wow.
Who did it to you? Your friend?
The other police officers, you know, they shoot you in the back, basically.
I saw that a long time ago.
I heard that.
So you were at police academy, and it was like that morning you got tased, like 9:30 a.m. You show up, and they tase you, and then like 2 hours later you kind of recover.
Well,
how long did it take you to recover
after
from
you get out? After you get out, you go through a little schooling and all that, and then they just take you in the room.
And they fucking aim it at you.
Congratulations.
You,
back, you know?
Well, keep on locking people up if they do break crimes.
Please.
Yeah, I mean, I'm passing, bro. I'm the cop you want to pull. You know, you want me to pull you over, man. I'll write more warnings and tickets.
I think he's right on that one.
He is. I see
tell,
both sides
hear
rip
his
up.
Voice, right?
I see both sides of the story, what he's talking about.
And on another note, man, I'd just like to say, man, you're doing a great job for the skating community and the radio. I really enjoy your show.
Oh,
that's awesome, man.
Oh, yeah,
and what county do you work in so I know when I can drive like 95 miles an hour?
You won't ever come through here, man. We're way away from
if
everything.
James Cox, Georgia, everywhere. Then you better let him go if he wants to
or tase sleep. Him.
Don't yeah, overdose him. Don't overdose
him. If any of y'all get in trouble here in Georgia, you just remember
who
my number
call?
And call me back, and I'll hook
what's
you up.
What's your name?
Buddy.
I get pulled over every time
Buddy?
In Georgia.
Buddy?
Let's just fly in and go hang out with him.
All right. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to fucking... I don't have a license, and I'm going to have a pocket full of drugs,
and
I'm going to speed my ass off.
Do you have ID?
You're going out of your way.
I have a passport. My fiance has it because I lose everything. And then when I get pulled over, I'm going to ask for Buddy, and you'll get me off of everything that I have on me?
I'll do my best, bro. I don't know about all that.
That sounds like a failure.
No.
Come on, man. What's he going to do?
He'll help you out.
He's a cop.
That sounds like trying.
No. You will not get tasered. Don't worry about
it. I'm not worried about tasering. I'm worried about getting away and not even going to the jail.
And if you do, I hope someone films it. Yeah.
Exactly.
If you're down here where I live at, man, that happens. Believe me, bro. I'll do my best to take care of you.
All right. Thanks.
Sweet, thanks, man.
Thanks,
you're
sir,
the bro.
Bro.
Thanks for calling, man.
Sure thing. I appreciate it.
Remember when you took a shit in Dallas in the middle of the highway and you stopped
traffic?
Oh,
I got arrested, yeah. Holy shit, I forgot about that.
Then you turned around and there was just a police officer right behind you, you idiot.
I was in a it was like Interstate 95, like a major fucking highway. And I'm like, I got a shit. And I haven't eaten pills, so I was shit every 7 days maybe. So I'm like, bam, I got a shit. And I knew he'd like to film it. So I'm like, where's the shit? He's like, well, go in the middle of the fucking interstate and do it. So I go in the middle of the interstate.
Chad filmed it, too.
Chad filmed
and
it.
And so did Tim Glom.
A major highway.
When is this?
This was when?
What time of day?
September.
This was like 4 o'clock.
In the middle of the night or
It was the CKY Viva La Bands tour, and we hopped off the bus in the morning. And Novak had to shit in the morning. He tried to shit in this dirty ass puddle. I think he got a couple of turds out in that
one.
And then I saw them, And then you had some more for the film. And then you got busted because it was right next to the fucking police station.
Bam demands me to go out in the middle of the interstate and shit, right? So I'm causing a major traffic jam. People are beeping at me to get out while I'm just shitting in the middle of the road. I'm giving them the finger. All of a sudden, I turn around, and I'm blocking a cop while I'm shitting in the middle of the interstate.
I was
like a deer in headlights.
You should have looked, but it did better the film for sure.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah, I went to jail all night, and I get out of jail. I'm in a fucking town. My battery runs dead by the time I get out of jail. I can't call Bam. I'm like, where the fuck am I at? I end up walking with some random-ass Texas dude. I hate Texas, by the way. No drugs there. You gotta travel 18 hours to get cocaine if you want.
If you're in Dallas, you gotta go to fucking Fort Worth.
Yeah, it's pointless. Every time I go there, it fucking sucks.
Hey, just remember the Alamo.
I'll fuck the Alamo.
Hey, whoa.
Why fuck the Alamo?
I don't know.
Ozzy pissed on the Alamo.
Exactly.
And he got banned for 10
respect,
years.
Though. It was out of respect.
If you piss on... You know what? Kids take shit, they rip my fence, and then they keep a piece, and then I sign it during an autograph session, and they go, you know where that thing came from? I go, yeah, probably my fucking fence.
I thought you were going to say your ass.
Yeah, your ass.
No. I know where it came from. But I have to pay for it to get fucking fixed.
Yeah, well, fuck it. That's what happened. Sometimes that's what happened. I got other stuff. Oh, let me get to that fucking tattoo.
Where's this footage of you, Novak?
Oh, let's get this tattoo going. Bam has never touched a goddamn tattoo gun in his life, and he doesn't even remember doing it.
Yeah, but you have a cool tattoo now.
That's better than a professional tattoo.
First,
rocks.
But first, you're gonna prove
it. I like it because it's an Arctic Circle.
Novak,
what? You stick in the ink at least. You don't even got ink on that gun.
I put ink on.
Let me see. You put ink on there.
Yeah. This is Bam Bam.
He didn't even put ink on it. This is going to be the worst tattoo of my life.
Bam, have you ever given a tattoo before?
I've given Cat one.
What are you going to give me?
Is this the Baltimore one?
Yeah, sign me up. Baltimore City. I went
One second, guys. Here we go. We're going to clean the lines from the snow.
You
want
to tell them a little about it?
Here we go.
Baltimore City let's just faggot.
Shut us off so we can listen.
I'm in the fashion only cause of Yahoo. Okay. Come on, stop laughing. You're gonna mess my beautiful artwork up. I don't even wanna look how bad this is gonna be.
It looks awesome. Sam, you have to.
Please teach him.
Pull the skin on the body.
Ow, motherfucker, don't pull no skin.
Alright,
I'm feeling like what are those fighters called? What are they in them rings, what are they called?
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali's in a wheelchair now. I'm in the, what's that called? They're in that ring. Iron Man?
You need more ink. You need more ink. Stop.
More ink? You see, you already forgot.
I'm almost done. Okay.
You don't even have ink.
Dude.
Bam, go around.
Can I show you real quick?
Back, yeah. Joe DeVito believes he's a better tattoo artist.
No. Pull ink. After every letter, you gotta pull more ink.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Bam is using the tattoo gun as if it's a sharp...
You should have found him saying, yeah, grand.
Bam has used the tattoo gun as if it's a standard Sharpie.
I know. He thinks he's giving me an autograph. Meanwhile, I don't even want to look what I have so far.
It is not an office pen.
Get more ink. Get more ink now.
Get the ink and roll your arm back.
I can't roll shit back.
Grab it and pull it tight. Trust me.
I'm drinking my Jack.
Grab it and pull it tight.
You pull
it
tight.
Roll it back.
You drink while you tattoo. That's what makes sense. Actually, this is the cleanest tattoo.
It just came right off. I thought tattoos don't come off.
Did it come off?
We just wiped the fucking thing right off.
You serious?
That's what you really did.
Oh, I'll do it again.
Oh, great. Listen,
you
get it right,
do
dude.
It easy, a little at a time.
Trace the lines.
Pay attention. I don't really know if they've gone through this a million times.
Shut up.
Is there ink on here?
Yeah. Slow.
I'm in the fashion only because of Yahoo.
Slow.
Slower. Slow. Take your time.
Rock goodbye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, more ink now. More ink to wash off. More ink. Ink break. You don't even know what you're doing. This is the worst idea in the world.
What? You heard it on Radio Bam.
The
worst idea in the world.
You'll hear that every week.
Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. La 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 la. DeVito, just say what we need more ink. Da, 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 nice and slow, ma'am. More ink. More ink. Make it stick at least, dude. I don't want a tattoo that wipes off in the morning.
Yeah, wipe this off and see where he's at.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, make sure he knows. You don't even know that.
What's up,
Chad? Hey, how you doing? Yes, thanks for the needle. Novak loves them.
Okay, now we're feeling pain. You don't gotta.
Slower, Bam. You gotta
slow, get slow, slow, slow. Rock the bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, Bam's cradle will rock. Whoa, that hurt.
All right, ink, ink.
Ink, ink, ink. DeVito, you quit your job that
you
quick.
You wanna wipe it down?
You wanna wipe that down?
Yep, I got one, I got one.
You wanna wipe it down?
Yeah.
I don't know. Should we wait? You're the pro.
Hold on. Stop. Do a spray wipe.
Just to see what sticks.
Let's make sure it's sticking, dude, so it's not worthless.
One second, man.
Bam, you gotta push that needle in further.
Dude.
We're getting a new
No, don't say that.
I don't
see
think
what
it's
I mean,
sticking,
dude? You're
no.
not getting enough ink.
It's just disappearing.
You gotta go very slow.
I mean, it's easy to fix.
And you have to pull the skin.
I'm a mega machine, know what I mean? Yeah! Come on, I don't want to do this all night.
Okay, so far the tattoo keeps wiping off.
When you use the needle, just go slow, and you have to pull the skin like this, so it's tight, and then
he already forgot.
Then you get enough ink.
It said, like, roll tomorrow on it.
Do it right. Are you starting from the beginning again?
No.
You got it?
That's it.
Hey! Am I still on?
We're live again.
Yeah, that's it. All right, well, good.
Well, fuck yeah, oh yeah.
Let's
fuck
play
yeah.
the fucking Moxie. How about that?
Where was that recorded at?
We're here today, too.
Were we in...
we were at Nightwish.
Recorded
Night
at
Train.
Six studios, and you probably can't even afford...
Not the Moxie.
The what? Tattoo.
The tattoo.
What? Oh, that was in a coat
Night,
room.
Night Train.
What
Night
town
train.
Was that, though? I can't
remember. Rovaniemi.
Oh, Rovaniemi. Rovaniemi.
Huh? Was it Tampa Ray?
No, it was...
Tampere is where you shed the eyeball.
Tampere has shed the eyeball. Rovaniemi is where I got the tattoo.
Right.
I travel abroad.
Where'd you stop the statue dick?
That was in Tampere.
Oh, right. So, what do you want to hear?
I want to hear the Moxie step
okay.
down. Always.
Fine,
and I really want to listen to it.
We're going to play it fast. And I got an intro.
Chad, you did a great job on this, by the way.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Yeah, everybody clap.
Hey, look at
that.
Sick,
man. Sick, man.
You know what it is? Like a birthday
bro.
Clap. It's my birthday in like a few days.
And they're here, too.
But
yeah,
yesterday at the bar, you said you're plotting locations to hang yourself on your birthday. Now you're happy again?
Well, you know, time
yeah,
goes
you wanted
by.
Yeah, you wanted to hang yourself.
On your birthday.
Time goes
and
by.
And you were looking for locations.
You scattered locations to hang yourself.
I'm not gonna deny that I said that, and that's true.
You really went and looked at locations to kill yourself.
Of course.
You are a moron.
When did you do that?
I'm not as serious
yeah,
as
when?
I was
when
today.
When and why?
Why did I do that?
When and well, why? Well,
it's pretty simple. Yeah.
When? Where?
Yeah, exactly.
Like the other day at my house.
Speak the truth.
That is the truth.
Keep going.
I mean, so what's the sort of... Okay, keep going.
Yeah. We're not going to figure anything out, I don't think.
Well, what's
no, we'll figure
what's
it
the
out.
Process? Are you going to...
Well,
I already
died on a noose once, so I know how it feels, and it's like, doesn't bother
Yeah, I'll show you.
Bam hung me in a video that was poorly rigged.
It wasn't my fault.
It was some redneck.
Did you die?
It wasn't Bam's fault.
He started convulsing. I thought he was doing a great job. I'm like, fuck yeah, it looks awesome.
And then
he's like, I'm like, dude, I really think he's going to die. And then I'm like, dude, get him down. Then he gets down and he like can't even. He's like,
I was
he's
running
not there.
I was running on the news and like if you would have seen the footage of
me riling around. You'd be like, that guy's in a lot of pain on the news. Look at him. He's trying to get down. But my actual feelings were of really good feelings and totally different. Something I never felt before. I felt really good.
You'd like to die?
But what my body was doing was like, oh, grasping for life. But that you separate somewhere. And that's all I'm saying.
What's the news part of it?
What news?
The news.
News. Oh, the news.
News.
I was like, he was hung by a noose.
Copy that.
Yeah, yeah. So then they brought me down, and when my feet hit the ground, I really felt like, no, not this again. Like, I looked at everybody, and I wasn't really psyched about it. I was a lot happier wherever
so
I was going.
So you were happier, ready to die?
Yeah, and I think no matter what pain anybody looks like they're in when they're dying or whatever it seems to appear to someone who's living, dying don't feel like that.
Because
like,
you don't have to deal with bills and shit.
I died in Copenhagen big time.
Yeah.
I overdosed. I took maybe a bunch of Adderall and a bunch of booze. I don't remember how many. And then maybe I sniffed a rail or something like that. And then there was this $100 thing of weed. And everybody was bragging about how cool it was, and I hate weed.
Yeah.
I'm like, that shit sucks. And I'm like, but I'll swallow right now. Just, then, I have it on film upstairs. Gorilla. I cannot even watch the footage. It's so bad.
Oh, you embarrass yourself watching it.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, my eyes are so red, and I don't want to look at it.
I didn't want to see that trip to Gigi's
grave. So did you have any sort of experience like he's talking about?
My life flashed before my eyes, like shit that I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
You know, just it was, and it's so fast. It's like so fast, and I'm like seeing snow for the first time. I remember that, and then like meeting people, and then like seeing who your friends are, and seeing who's a fucking scumbag.
That like, sounds interesting. You might have just been like a good high.
And another thing, you know what?
Sounds
everything,
like pretty perfect.
Hey, everybody thinks I humped Jessica Simpson. I don't think that I did. I blacked out. And yeah. I definitely Frenched her. But maybe something else happened. I don't know.
Who'd have known who the fuck?
I don't give a fuck.
Who'd have known who the fuck? Who the fuck?
I really don't care. But people want to know that. And you know what? I don't know.
You just heard it.
I don't remember.
You heard it here. It was blacked out. They could have
done
you
it. Rather, would not. You rather it be that you did? I mean, I think it's...
Yeah, well, I hope I did.
Well, I think...
Well, I hope I did. That's awesome.
Man, imagine the price you got for that. You did get a lot of press for that, actually.
But I don't know. I don't think so.
Doesn't
I don't
matter.
Know.
Honestly,
I definitely...
You called me the next day, and you told me you did.
I'll tell you exactly...
And you know what you said?
You know what?
I asked, did she blow you?
Fuck it. I'll tell you exactly what happened. She says... She
uh-oh.
I don't care.
Turn the mic off.
Leave it. No, I don't care.
That's
because this is real life. Hey.
Lawsuits.
No, I don't give a shit about lawsuits. Big whoop. That's what happened.
All right.
She said, go into a room. I'll be there in 20 minutes. And I go, okay. So I go in, and I'm 20 minutes is a long time. I'm like,
it's a weird idea, too.
I'm pacing around, like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Waiting for a cleanup.
Yeah.
She was
changing a tampon or something.
She took a shit.
She was fixing herself up, I guess. And she talked to Ryan Dunn, and he said, good move. And then she comes up, and then I was kissing her, and then at that point, I blacked out.
Yeah, I blacked out too, huh?
I don't know, man.
You blacked out, motherfucker.
Wasn't drinking.
Who cares?
If it was Ashley Simpson, you would have preferred to black out way before that.
Oh, fucking right.
Why?
Because she's a little minger.
How come?
She's bought a new face, so whatever.
She's a little trust fund bitch, is what she is.
And you know Pro Tools.
She's
and
talented.
You know what sucks, though? when people write lyrics for somebody else and it doesn't come from their fucking head. And somebody else writes it and they teach them how to sing it and they put it on Pro Tools. It's so simple. I suck at singing. But I bet you I could sing you a song, and you'll put it on Pro Tools, and you can tune it in.
If you could write lyrics, that alone is helpful.
I'm a Ming machine, know what I mean? Yeah!
Yeah, Novak album, dude. We gotta do one.
I'm coming
out. Ashley Simpson knows about singing 12
days,
like I know
10 days
about
Christmas.
Fishing.
CKY, I am bringing CKY to the bar opening day. I don't give a shit what you say. You might not like Darren, I don't care.
You gotta talk to Jack Flanagan.
Oh, I'm I'll talk to everybody.
I mean, Jess Margera is your brother. He's right there. You're looking right
talk
at me.
Talk to him.
Jess, quit being a fucking moron.
Look at Jess.
You're being an idiot.
See, that's what I have to deal
you're
with.
You're being an idiot.
Jess says,
what?
Are you smoking weed?
That's a weed answer.
Jess has two kids. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah, Jess.
Are you all right? I'm in fucking...
You sit around and teach your kids how to do stuff.
I'm doing two albums, like, fucking in the next month.
Whose albums are that?
I gotta go to Dave Grohl's studio, record the company band.
Ooh. Oh, that's pretty awesome.
And then I'm going to Chad's to do Viking Skull.
Oh.
That's awesome.
So you should thank him, Chad. He's doing something for you.
Oh, yeah?
Say thank you to him.
No, he shouldn't thank me. Yeah. I should thank him for recording an album for me.
Well, I don't know fuck about music.
I mixed the last Viking Skull album. I actually like that band.
Yeah, well, dude, they're fucking awesome. If you like Motorhead and Maiden and shit, then you have to like Viking Skull.
But none of those albums you're
No.
We don't have any money coming in.
So fucking stop beating around the bush and call Darren.
Well, the easy thing about me is that I got sponsored by Element, and then everybody buys my shit, and then when Jackass happened, I wound up with $4 million.
Now you're going to make Chad kill himself on his birthday for real.
Well, I mean, hey.
No, I didn't even take offense. Was there a problem?
No, not that wasn't to you.
You seem like you were Debbie Downer when you
no,
said that.
No, I didn't say I had. Hey, no, I said I had the radio.
Okay.
And people listening.
It wasn't to Chad.
It was not to you.
Okay.
And we worked together.
Yeah.
Boom.
Rock and roll.
Yes.
Morale up.
Morale up.
Pants off.
That's you, bro.
You're fucking right.
Now let's hear some fucking pure rock and roll. This is the Moxie Step Down.
Sirius 28.
Greta
Radio Bam.
Yeah. Here we go.
Here we do go.
I follow you, but it's not that simple. Speaking changes, am I your favorite? Disappearing, I just grow and tired. Sick of being left here all alone. I follow you. With my friend now, he's my lover. It's just a fist that helped me get through this. You held me in, I ripped you out. I thought I'd wait, but I'm gone. Ooh.
How the fuck you say it? Is it serious?
Yeah.
I'm serious, 28. Faction.
Oh, yeah, fuck it.
If you didn't like that, you're a fucking faggot.
Yeah, well, if they didn't like it, it's probably a fucking jock who's in college.
Well, we do
have
a call.
We
got a call online about the Moxie.
Let's talk to him. Is it good or bad?
Okay.
Put him on.
But Ben? I will talk.
Okay.
Not you.
Okay,
Maryland?
Ben.
Ben in Maryland.
Fine.
He wants to talk about the Moxie.
Bring it on.
What the fuck is up, Bam?
Yo.
Yeah, I'd like to say the Moxie rocks.
I know.
Yeah.
Method to the madness.
Oh, yeah, I was on some CKY2K the other day. Was there ever any other clips that you just used just for CKY2K?
Say it one more time.
Any more what?
What?
Like, when you did CKY2K, was there any clips you just did straight for it?
What are you talking? Are you on drugs or
that you
alcohol?
Did that are straightforward? I don't know.
What's he saying?
How about another question?
He's slurring.
I don't get it.
Give me another question.
Give us a straightforward word for word verbatim, clearly.
It's a CKY2K question. Just ask another question.
Sorry if I'm mumbling, but I'm just real excited.
Okay, that's cool.
That's fine.
Yeah. Cheers to that.
Oh yeah, so is Moxie putting out anything new?
Yes, but Chad is busy because I took him to Finland and we went to the Arctic Circle to get Santa Claus.
It was a great fucking time.
It was the best time ever.
It's going to be the greatest Christmas DVD, dude.
No shit.
It is.
Warner Brothers are going to see that and be like, God damn, what are we missing out on?
There is no Christmas movie like that.
Oh, Warner Brothers, yeah.
They're going to reevaluate their lights.
Yeah.
It's going to be a DVD.
Is Absolutely. Bagger going to be on Meatheads?
Bagger?
Meatheads?
Yeah.
Ming Hags?
He's already in it, yeah.
Yeah, he's Bagger.
My grandpa plays his dad, yeah. He's in it.
And I just finished up the mix of it, so it should be getting to the post-production soon, so you'll see Ming Hags too. Hey, Novak, I saw the cover to your new book, and it looked fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm medium jealous.
Are you medium or...
Which I just read silver? Yesterday.
What do you think of it, James Cox?
Well, I have to be honest, I got choked up in three different places.
Really?
Did you cry?
I didn't break down and cry. One time, I actually, like, watered eyes up and all that.
You don't love him.
Down, but I wasn't sobbing. But I definitely got kind of choked up, you know, that welling up. There were, like, three moments, and he's strung like a fucking violin. That's a hell of a line.
I'm a street-savvy motherfucker.
Hell of a line.
Me and Novak are the same person, I swear to God. Only... He decided to do heroin, and I went and skateboarded, and I got what I wanted, and he didn't, but now I'm going to fucking help him all day long.
And now my girlfriend comes into town today, and she's like, everyone says you have to go home. Like, why the fuck? Who the fuck? Who's saying it?
Did you go home?
Are you home? No, but no one will tell me who said who'd go home.
I can't believe you're complaining about that. Ask Hannah, dude.
I'm kicking Missy out of the fucking house.
No.
That's the craziest
idea.
You know what it is?
That's
the alcohol talk.
That's absurd.
You want to make $1 million?
That's absurd.
No.
With you? I can't bounce your bet. I don't have a
Yeah, but I bet...
But like we said before, this is what he thinks right now, and that's absolutely valid, and like at some point in the near future, might reconsider it,
Tomorrow
might not.
Is
we'll
a whole
see
different
what happens.
Day.
Yeah.
Fate, you know what?
Fate.
Fate. You know what? I don't give a shit.
That's the most
right
important
now.
Thing.
Right now.
Yeah.
20 minutes from now, he might reevaluate everything and want her fucking back more than ever.
It doesn't matter.
It's fate.
It doesn't matter.
The difference is you're just saying it on the radio. But,
it doesn't
matter. This is just what everybody does
Who
in life.
Who cares?
That's what people do, man.
Who cares?
Everybody. That's how it goes.
Who cares?
That's why we have probably number the 2 show of Sirius Satellite Radio.
Why would it be the number 2?
And I'm doing a movie with James Cox. I'll do whatever the fuck he says. If he talks to me for maybe 30 minutes, then I'll do exactly what he wants. But it takes a little bit of time.
From Dream Star of the book.
And, you know, as we said, you know, you'll have to be a close compatriot with everyone on the set.
Yeah.
You know, and we can't have any strangers.
But I'm saying
I think Kat should play the part, because I don't think some random actor should play my girlfriend. I want to be real.
No random actor will play your girlfriend. That's for damn sure. If Kat's, you know, if Kat's the choice, Kat's the choice. If there's another choice, there's another choice.
Well,
we have
to cover
Saturday,
her face and all of her tattoos.
I met her Saturday night, and she left quite an impression. At one point,
you
I asked
to
her.
You fuck her with was Sunday, didn't you?
Everyone in the fucking room did.
Did you see what the back of her shirt said?
Wasp?
Yes. Yeah, I fuck like a beast.
I fuck like a beast.
So I asked her at one point. I was like, so let me ask you a question. I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but do you dress like this every day?
Yes.
And she just starts laughing at me. It's like, she's like, what do you think is a fucking costume?
It was a
fucking like,
nerdy question, dude.
No, it wasn't. It was an honest question.
You're looking at the way I dress?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
When somebody asks you that question, are you like, what are you talking about?
I don't care what they think.
Yeah, but you're not dressed in
but
fucking
he's curious.
Like
he wants
6
to know.
Inch high heels and like fucking.
She looks like Kat Von D. She always looks like that.
I thought that.
Well,
Kat,
that's the thing.
I thought
never seen
Kat
the show,
was
so
than
I
me.
Don't know what she looks like. So it may have been a fucking dipshit question. But anyway, she had this great thing. She's like, she starts laughing. She's like, you know how much it costs to look this cheap?
Exactly.
That's a fucking. I gotta write that down right now.
Do it, idiot. You're I now am. An author.
Second memoir so, happening as we speak.
Yeah. Franz is like. Oh, yeah, there's a second book.
How far
read.
Into
we're
this?
Like, where's the second book?
You're
already
one
like,
more
fuck?
Time, one
you're,
more time.
You're 10
what'd
pages
you
deep.
You know, do you know how much it costs?
20.
It's cheap.
You're talking about the... Yeah, that's Kat's line.
I what? Won't use it. I'll use
that's
it a different way.
Yeah, but that, but she said that, and he
a
heard
a little bit of polish on that line. But
I will. Yeah. I will. I'm not going
to
fuck it. I'm not
going to do that, you know?
I'm not going to rip her shit off, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not that kind of writer.
How far along are you guys into this movie?
Claim that she said that.
Yeah, that came from Kat Von D.
There we go.
And that's a fucking brilliant saying.
It is.
That's
it
a wise tale.
How far along are you guys into this movie after the book?
How far are we into it?
Like, what are you going to
say? We're doing it in maybe August or September.
We're going to go down and check out Baltimore.
Yeah.
Mauser and I going into the lab with a
pen. Novak's probably going to get the shit kicked out of him again.
Yeah. Dude, we started. Franz is like,
do you
okay.
Want me, if we go to a certain neighborhood, it's like, I will get beat up. Do you want to see that?
Yes.
You don't care.
All right, well, then we'll do it.
You don't give a shit.
Call up Chipperelli's and tell him we're coming. We'll let him know in advance. So everyone in a little Italy know I'm coming, and then, dude, I will get the fucking shit beat out of me.
Good publicity.
I'll call Bill Butler before I do it. And
who's Bill Butler? Bill
Butler is my he's my federal attorney.
Yeah,
you'll meet him.
Federal attorney.
Actually, James, he's one of the guys I want you to meet because he knows all. He has all
is he
my
in
criminal.
Baltimore?
He's in Baltimore.
We are meeting him.
You
we're
are meeting
him.
You
will
meet
one
him.
Of those
yeah,
days.
Yeah, big
time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bill Butler.
Yeah,
we're on our way.
Bill Butler, motherfucker. You're my goddamn attorney, and don't let me go to prison. I do have one case.
Quit doing shit stupid.
I'm not.
Are you on what? Probation?
Don't lie.
I have a case.
Don't lie and don't steal from anybody.
Say that the book,
if
the
you
book
steal from somebody, somebody stole my ketchup and it pissed
like a
me off.
Award or some sort? Did you talk to
me? What's that, James?
The ketchup.
Yeah, Franz was saying that the book just got submitted for a national book award or something like that.
I didn't. No one even tells me because I'm such a fuck up.
But, yeah, I can imagine why they wouldn't tell you anything like that.
Well, tell me that. This is the first I've heard. Tell me.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah,
we'll
Franz
talk
to
was saying
on the road trip.
Yeah,
for him.
They submitted it to some national book award thing, and it's up for a book award.
So could I be on Oprah's show, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Because James Cox lied. You can fucking call.
Not, you're an idiot.
No, I'm sorry. Not James Cox. James Frey. James Frey.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. James Frey, he went on Oprah. He was in her book club, made millions of dollars, and then he went back on because she called
but
him out.
But for the record.
Yes?
The fucking root canal with no anesthetic.
Do you believe
it? Who cut her fucking gives
exactly.
A shit? It's the sickest shit whether it happened or not.
Great
but,
writing.
But he lied.
Fucking unbelievable.
But
great
he lied.
Writing. So what?
Great writing, though.
I mean, that's the part. So what? It's fucking astonishingly powerful writing. It's a beautiful sequence.
Bullshit. No. But it's bullshit.
Dude, the knife hot white pain.
Well,
like the description that one line that
then
he has.
Call it fiction.
Fine. Okay, call him on that. It's not a memoir, but don't say he can't write the hell out of shit.
He's a fucking
brilliant
writer.
I mean, he
put
that scene or put that fucking piece of passage together, you know, however you want to say it.
He
like,
put it, he made it.
Brilliant
writer.
Where's the book? Get the
brilliant
book
writer,
out
but,
the shelf.
But he
we'll
claimed that it was real, and it's not real.
Well, it doesn't matter.
So he's a hustler.
Yeah, street
yeah,
savvy
exactly.
Motherfucker.
He's a hustler.
He's a street savvy
motherfucker. What he shouldn't have done is get on Oprah and apologize
yeah,
for it.
Exactly.
He should have just been like, you
he
know what?
Fuck you, you fat
he should have gone on Oprah and he would have been like, dude, you all loved it, whether it happened or not. But instead he was like, I'm really sorry.
Dude, before he went on stage on Oprah, when she called him back and made him fucking tell he was a liar, I know this for a fact, that he said he wanted to put a shotgun in, right before he went on stage.
Oprah's
he wanted
fat.
To put a shotgun in his mouth and blow his brains out.
Didn't you write him a letter?
I called him.
Yeah, he's still writing. He's got another one coming
yeah,
out.
His,
but
his
who gives a fuck? Nobody buy
sucked.
James Frey's
well,
book because
he's
a fucking
it,
liar.
Second, I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to read it.
Are you talking about the
second? I'm going to, like,
steal it.
James.
There we go.
Are you talking about the
yeah,
second?
Steal it, exactly.
Second or third book?
Just buy Novak's book.
Third.
Fuck
no, wait,
there's a second
no, you have the best book ever because it's true.
Okay.
And you have the proof.
But does he have a, he has a third book coming out?
Agreed.
Give me this fucking brew.
Is a third book coming out?
Yeah, apparently. Probably, yeah. Didn't she say something like that?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know. I heard it from
I heard Brad Pitt bought the rights, and then as soon as they found out he was a fucking liar, he was not going to make the movie no more. Is that true?
Yes. I would. I mean, that's what I heard.
No.
I actually went in on that movie and tried to get that job before we found out it was a fucking falsehood.
So why are you so into mine? Because there's not a hole in the story.
Well, but honestly, I think it's that, but it's the skate side of it. And at the end of the day, no one's ever captured skateboarding legitimately, I think, in a movie.
Three.
I mean, you know, the documentary, Dogtown, I think, really got there. But credibility-wise, I don't know if there's any... If Gleaming the Cube, you know, I don't know if there's some... If that movie hasn't been made, and that's...
I mean, that's just, really exciting. It's cool, and it made me happy, but I mean, like, I could tell hands down when Christian Slater drops in and they get a close-up on his fucking face and then it's Mike McGill doing a McTwist. I know it's pure bullshit.
Well, let's ask the room, is Gleaming the Cube cool or is not Gleaming the Cube cool? Well, I liked it when I was
Chris,
eight
it's cool because
it's
kids
cool
don't know.
Movie. It's not, you know, like, it's not Animal Chin.
Animal Chin was great.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, it's
The Rambles.
Have you seen Animal Chin?
I have not seen Animal Chin.
We gotta show you, James.
Oh, you gotta see Animal Chin.
He saw Gleaming the Cube.
The ramp is amazing,
you know what?
Dude.
You have to see CKY 4 right here.
Bam.
I've seen CKY 4.
Right.
I want to see it
again.
Well,
let's see it again because I want
to
see. I haven't seen it in a long time, and I wear
that sweet.
I wear Chad's T-shirt all the time, saying "I'll kill him," and that means something to me.
I had the same shirt. You were like, "Why the fuck did you get that?" Because you gave it to me on one of those.
No,
I'm the devil. You must die.
You nice. Steal my clothes.
You drank whiskey and you turned into the devil.
Did we ate them crabs, man? Where are they at?
Nah, Mandy.
Nick Dompierre, backside kickflip, ladies and gentlemen.
Mandy brought some crabs from Baltimore.
Is this on?
Out.
Is this on?
I don't know, maybe. You can try it.
Mandy. Is she on?
Turn it on.
No, it's not on.
We're not rapping shit.
All right.
Yeah, this ain't Christmas.
We'll talk for a little bit. And then I want to play one last song coming up.
This show's too good to stop. Why would we?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We gotta get back to Offspring.
Who gives
we gotta get back to fucking somebody talking a weird accent.
Nah, serious rules.
I know the rules. That's why I said what I said.
No,
Scott Greenstein rules, and so does Will Pendarvis. Absolutely. And Will Pendarvis
is
no,
a good man.
Scott Greenstein should know that Will Pendarvis is a motherfucking man.
I wonder if though
he makes shit happen.
What is on after this show? What is on after this show?
Who cares?
Exactly.
Like that's what they're trying to get to.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be too busy doing something else.
Okay.
Much more productive than the next show that's coming on,
which will be boring.
So we're staying on the air right now.
Yeah, we're not getting off.
Okay, good.
Well, maybe 4 more minutes.
No, 10 minutes.
Why do you make the decisions?
You're the boss.
I know.
That's why it's Mike's daughter.
I want to hear fashion.
Oh, I want to hear
my Hanoi rock. Fashion just because of you.
I have a really cool intro from Andy.
Let's hear it and then play it. That's a good idea.
All right, this is the outro to Radio Bam.
What more better is this? Like, what can be played better than right now?
This is the perfect outro to a great show tonight.
I cannot wait to hear what's next. You know what? I won't even sit here to wait.
No, you have to sit here.
Because it'll fucking suck.
No. How long is it going to take, Chad?
Just keep talking.
Well, about what? You wasting time and not letting us hear it?
You don't have to talk about me. You can talk about everything.
We need to hear music.
I know, but I'm trying to talk about Andy.
Come on.
Here. You want the Andy intro?
Yeah, Andy intro and then the fashion.
Yeah, man. Andy intro fashion.
Damn right.
And
now you're reading papers and shit.
Turn our mics
you're
off
lucky,
so we can listen.
You're lucky I have papers. You guys are still on. I mean,
I know
I'm
on.
Still on.
Okay. We know where we're at.
Good. 27.
Method to Madness. Remember
exactly.
That.
It's a good point.
I know it's a good point.
Methods of Madness. Was
there's
that
a
Tommy
method
Lee's
to
man?
The madness.
That's a good title.
Yeah, seven. It is. We could change whatever James says.
I love that rule.
I believe in it.
Dude, I love that too.
To my heart, I believe in that. There's a method to all madness.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, James. Dream Seller. It's going to be fucking brilliant.
Selling the dream.
Yeah.
selling the dream.
Now, do we have
that's right, now we're heading to the roof. We've listened to Andy, we've listened to the record Fashion.
Oh, you have? Oh, that's the first.
Over and over again on repeat when we went looking for Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And we...
Actually, the song is anti-fashion, if you understand the lyrics. It's against child labor for the dirt that goes into the rag business. That's the real message behind the song. This is our floor.
Okay, so this is Fashion by Hanoi Rocks. This is not our floor. This is not our floor.
Listen, Andy. Dude.
Yes. You've... Yeah, Andy, come here. Andy, hey.
Living fashion is not passion. The first glance leaves a lasting impression. Paris catwalks. Big small talk, the casting couch promise that'll put you worse off. An evening, London's receiving a beat machine man made and so deceiving. We got the groove now, we'll show the world how to wake this planet up. Scheme, just an empty daydream. Child labor and a favor. Fashion can have such a nasty flavor. I'm into fashion just because of you. It ain't a flash, man, it's got to attitude. I'm into fashion all because of you. I got new fashion just for you. Cause of you.
We're going hot right now.
Stop. Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Oh, we're 79 minutes.
How many minutes do we got?
I'll talk. Good. What do you want to know? Let me talk to somebody.
Yeah, we got any callers?
Yeah. Ask me a question.
Put some hater on.
Put some frat faggot on.
Put a frat boy on who doesn't know anything.
Fag McGaga, fucking suck my dick, side fag my fuck
yeah,
me.
Put a dick on
right now. Bar. Yeah, let's talk.
You can't fight with him.
Josh in New York.
Hey, what's up, Josh?
All right, cool. All right,
well, we're taking 10.
They just gave us more. You want to take more?
I'm taking everything I get.
All right, where is he?
What's up, Josh?
Isaac in Texas.
Texas sucks, but how you doing, Isaac?
Hey, what's up?
Yo.
Bam Bam Bam.
Yo.
You know that bar? Are you having that theater?
Yeah.
Are you going to do that theater?
Theater, yeah. It's 500 people it holds.
Yeah. Well, I'm making a movie right now. We're filming out right now. And if we don't need, we need to, like, someone to name our movie. And we thought, you know, well, I talked to Bam, so Bam probably could.
Well, what are you paying?
Method to the madness.
What are you paying?
Who am I paying?
For Bam to put his name on whatever
you can't
want.
Just show up and start filming. It costs money.
There's money behind Bam's name.
Oh, for real?
You're fucking for right, for real.
What are you talking about?
Oh, well, yeah, because, you know, I was wondering if y'all wanted to watch it, too.
Well, he's not watching unless he gets paid at least 1.5.
Yo, I feel stupid.
What are you going to pay him to watch it?
Well, am I going to give him to watch it?
Yes, because he has a very important schedule.
Oh, see, we're filming it, but it won't come out to like the next 2 or 3 years. So I gotta do the, producing, and I gotta do all this crap.
Blah 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 blah. Who cares? I just care about James Cox right now. You know what?
I say when you finish the film, send
Ben
it
Mauser.
In. We'll take a look at it.
James Cox,
but
plays,
just
by
shoot
the way.
It. Just
right, well, cause I'm whatever going
you
up there to Westchester.
Just go fucking shoot it.
Like, that's what we're doing. We're doing it right now.
Wait, advice from James Cox.
James Cox, give this guy who wants to be a director advice right now.
I mean, do what you got to do, what we all do. It's like go and grab a video camera, go grab Super 8, go grab 60, whatever camera you can, just start pointing the lens at shit and shoot.
Yeah, and I was wondering, you know, because I'm going up there to Westchester and I wanted to hang out with y'all guys. And
Jesus.
Well, now we're about to hang out with Ben.
That's a little bit of, I don't know about that, but
we're talking about you making it. We're talking about you making it happen, not hanging out with Ben.
Yeah, we're doing it right now. Y'all want to hear what it's about?
What? James?
25 words or less.
Yes.
Okay, well, see, it was me and my friend. He's an anarchy boy, and we're on a mission trying to help our friend stop jacking off. But on the way, we get in trouble with some police and stuff.
You're sold. Okay, it's cool.
I do it
that
every day.
That was 27
day.
Words. Yeah. I'm in. I'm interested. Go make it.
I was sold.
Yeah,
on
I got.
Yeah,
I heard jacking off somewhere in there.
Exactly.
Well, I'm gonna miss this on the air right now. All right.
Can we get another caller count?
Yeah, make it and send it to James Cox.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, and
just
we'll
the jerking off part. He loves that. He loves that jerking off.
When I go up to the West, Jessica,
fuck the movie. Just jerk off. Send it to Cox.
Yeah, Mauser. That's what I'm talking about.
Get another caller. Josh in New York.
Josh in New York, Texas, fuck off.
Yo. How you guys doing?
I'm medium.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Well,
what's
my
up,
question
bro?
Is, me and my twin brother, our birthday is actually May 1st, and we're from New York City. And I was wondering if, is that still the day the bar's going to open?
It's tentative. It's just
like,
pay
it's
attention.
Like a month. I don't know. It's,
that's like
you
just get
worked
on.
Must,
things
yo.
Take time.
Yeah, just keep paying attention. You'll find out.
He's asking like a real romantic question.
You'll hear it here first.
All that I know is that CKY has opened up the motherfucking bar, and I don't care what Chad says or what Chad says.
Can I ask Chad a quick question?
Yes.
Chad. This morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, there is a blog post by Darren that said, it's over. Click the fucking link and the
but
link.
All
says,
I need to do is give Darren a phone
over.
Call.
Wait.
It's
over.
It's a phone call.
What
away.
Do you mean it's over? Back. What did it say? It's over what?
It said it's over. And then when I clicked the link, it said the fighting is over, the feuding is over. We're coming back, Darren.
There we go. Morale up,
morale
motherfucker.
Up. I will give Darren a call in a heartbeat.
He just admitted that Darren's
there's
ready.
There's still a lot to talk about, but, you know, I got in touch with Darren in an email.
You're playing the opening bar. And
well,
you know what?
I'm
charging $100 a ticket.
And
if you don't get in.
I am a diehard Lions fan, and your music, I listen to it every day at the gym, and it's helped me lose 168 pounds from a gap.
That's what I'm talking about. I like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's the shit I missed.
That's an accomplishment.
I haven't went anywhere. I miss CKY, dude.
Off of CKY, he went to the gym and lost. How much did you lose?
168
pounds in 9 months.
You should suck his dick for that, dude.
Me?
I would. If I had a fan base like that.
You fucking nasty-ass rabies scabies. I'm touching me, bro.
Yeah, well, my cum's like AIDS. As soon as I fucking come in, you will die, motherfucker.
No, you don't have AIDS. You have AIDS. You bring up CKY. I got a Lions kid. I'm a fucking bro. You don't want to let me
Yeah, I'm a fucking,
let's
I'm
do
a
the
fucking
CKY
diehard things. Alliance member. I don't give a fuck who says I'm diehard Alliance member.
That's well, bring it on.
Right. You guys are the reason and, that, you know, we're going to get this shit back going.
Yeah. And, you know what? It'll be the best show you ever seen in your motherfucking life.
All I'm saying is that I don't want it to be like an NTK Me fan where the album was recorded where everybody was pissed off the whole time, you know?
You don't know why?
Not to say that NTK Me Fan isn't a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Just saying, from what I've read from you guys seem pissed off while you're recording it.
You know, every band who lives together and tours together for so long in really close quarters and knows each other as well as we do, you know, is going to clash eventually, and shit changes in life. Shit just got out of control, so it had to stop for a while. I mean...
But it's a perfect band.
You have
a perfect fucking band, and you guys do not get along, which is fine.
I mean, Jess and get along.
That's what makes a great band.
You need to sit with Jess.
Conflict breeds genius.
Exactly.
If Franz is in the building, I don't know if Franz is in the building or not. But Franz, yeah.
You need to sit with Darren and Jess in a log fucking cabin for 4 days.
Don't come out of that room. That
sounds dangerous.
You're overthinking everything. Just do it.
I know. Yeah. You're an idiot.
But there's other things to do. I can make a record.
A fucking men, Bam.
What?
Amen. That's what I'm talking about, New York.
I know.
Well, we don't need that kind of help.
See, we know what the fuck's going on. People think we're idiots.
Hold on. Let me talk to a shit talker. How about that?
Yeah. Can we get a hater?
Hey, no shit talker, Bam. I just want to say thanks.
No, not you.
Hey, thanks for the shit, and I'm sure a lot of people wanted to know the answers to your questions that you
asked. Oh, believe me, I will be posting this up on CKYLines.com for anyone.
Awesome.
What's your name? All my fellow Alliance members can hear this.
Josh, I think.
Josh, what's
your name?
My name is Josh, I'm from New York.
Well, yeah.
Thanks, bro.
Let me talk to a fucking frat boy.
All right, thanks, Josh.
I want to hear a hater.
That's awesome.
Put a hater on.
Seriously. Someone who hates what we
right
do.
Now.
Put
yeah.
them on.
Somebody.
That sucks.
Wow.
Well, that's pretty good.
We want to give him the real deal. All right,
bring that bitch on,
because we're ready.
Bring it on.
All right, you probably skate, bitch, don't you?
Check her age.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Are you a hater?
How old are you?
I'm not a hater. I'm 20. I love Bam. I love all you guys, man.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
We're looking for a hater, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking for a hater? I just had a real quick question, though.
Would you hump Novak?
Nah.
Why not?
I'm just being honest,
first?
Man. Huh?
Why wouldn't you fuck
just
me?
Just being honest, man.
Because you're a heroin addict. What about blowing?
So we get to a hater.
I don't know how many people you've been with, man. Come on.
I've been with a million broads.
You've been with a million broads?
Not a million, maybe two.
So you're like,
I've been with easily 300 at least.
Maybe.
You're experienced, though, so that means you must be good, huh?
Oh, well, he has a small dick, but he's pretty fun in bed.
Dude, I'm a grower, not a shower. I'll toss you around the room like a fucking ragdoll, bro.
All right, dude, if you say so.
She has a question for you, Bam. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I know this girl named Amber. I've known her my whole life, and she's... Like, she's a model, and she thinks she's a model, anyways. Mm-hmm. And she says that this guy, well, actually, her sister told me one night that this guy became obsessed with her, mm-hmm. and after meeting her once, and he's, like, a really well-known photographer, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows you guys, and I guess she was, like, she told him to, like, fuck off online and stuff because he was, like, you know, trying to get up on her or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess he convinced you and Villa from him to call her up and harass her.
I harassed her?
And, yeah, call her on the phone and harass her. And she lives in Arizona. Yeah. She lives in Florence, Arizona.
You're bringing the morale down, babe.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't? You have no idea?
No, I
okay,
don't.
Okay, and she's telling me that...
I was
like,
probably
sister,
in a bad fucking mood. How about that?
Sign offline and live life. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Carpe diem. Seize the fucking day.
You know,
don't worry
like,
about tomorrow.
People meet me, and sometimes I'm in a bad mood. Sometimes I'm in a good mood. It doesn't matter. But if you meet me in a bad mood, that was the mood that I was in.
That's exactly right.
Fate.
I know.
She's still on. Let's get a hater before her.
There,
I know.
There, me, well, me, he, we do got one.
Let me talk to a fucking frat boy. Okay.
We want to talk to a hater. Someone who hates us. Who thinks we suck and we're idiots.
Hello. Hey, Bam.
Well, we're not stopping nothing until we get a hater. And you can tell the next guy's show, and you know who I'm talking about, that he'll have to wait. Yeah, tell Pendarvis I said it, and Bam approved
it. All right, let me play one more song, and that's it.
Which one are we playing, though? It's got to come out with a proper outro.
I know.
I know you know. Method to the Madness.
I know.
Whack-a-doodle-do.
Where's that Hanno Rock CD?
All right. I think it fell on the floor.
It never does.
I saw it fall. I saw a CD fall on the floor.
Track 4 is pretty fucking rad.
Oh, okay.
We just heard that.
No.
We heard track 3.
We heard track 3.
Get it together, Sig Man.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, seriously.
You been smoking weed over there?
Have you?
Nope.
Have you been eating crabs?
Weed sucks.
No, but we have crabs.
Weed makes you do nothing.
Mandy brought crabs for you, James.
Yeah, but you just sit there and go, and you analyze everything.
Who does?
Who?
Yeah. Anyone who
smokes
weed.
People who smokes weed.
No, I work like a motherfucker.
I know.
Every CKY.
Now go ahead. Light that pipe up and smoke, and let me see what you say afterwards. Okay, he's hitting the pipe now. Now what's your words of advice?
It doesn't
My
kick in yet.
My words of advice are CKY's getting back together, so fucking...
Okay.
Yeah, what do you think
Maybe
about that?
Maybe we're good for that. Yeah, okay.
Oh. I'm calling Darren.
Yeah.
I'll bring the morale up.
Oh. Morale is out, motherfucker. CKY's opening
You're
the bar.
You're opening the bar, and people who want to see it have to pay $100 a ticket.
Now, Hanno Rocks, listen to him. He's a fucking man with the plan.
What track, man? Four.
Track four.
All right, say and goodbye to your
fans. On weed. He already forgot.
There's a go. See?
Yeah, I just want to make sure,
that's
dude.
A good point.
I know that. I know what the fuck I'm
All
talking
right,
about.
Say goodbye to your fucking lovely
All
listeners.
All right, thank you, lovers.
Thank you. I wish haters called, but thank you.
Yeah, it's great that nobody hates us.
It is good.
All right.
In a weird kind of way.
You guys rock and roll.
Regret can be a struggle.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7-4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.